You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. The Bad Decisions Collective episode is out right now, LFODradio.com. No guests tonight, so we're just going to be spinning records, talking about whatever it is we're going to talk about. Priscilla's back. Taz is on her way. The LFOD team is growing and prospering. It's beautiful. Just in time for summer. Getting spring started right. Like I said, LFODradio.com. The BDC episode's out now. And tomorrow we are dropping the Token episode. If you do not know who Token is, Token's a young man out of, I believe he's out of Salem, Massachusetts. He's been going through great growth over the last few years. Recently he was just on Sway in the Morning, ripped it, just did his first European tour. I think he's 17 years old now, so it's getting kind of wild for the kid. Anyway, Token was in here with Composition, Duke Aran, and John Glass of Glasshouse Productions, so we're going to put that out tomorrow, and there's a little freestyle that went along with it you might want to catch. We're getting some problems from SoundCloud, so it's going to be up on the YouTube, hopefully. You know, here's the thing. This is why we always ask producers to send us stuff, submissions at lfodradio.com. We got these Pete Rock instrumentals sent to us, and everyone was rapping on them, and it was fine. And then Token rapped on one, and that's the one that the label decides they don't want out there. So hopefully we can get it up on the YouTube. Anyway, producers, though, for real, submissions at lfodradio.com. Artists, submissions at lfodradio.com. Keep it clean. If you get it in now, you might get played tonight. If you want to follow along, that SoundCloud I was talking about, /LFOD, that's got the Rex Cypher, Time and Lep, Alumni Cypher Series. We like and repost whatever we're listening to, which is a lot of stuff because, you know, we're only on here an hour a week, so there's a lot to fill up. And there's also a New England hip-hop playlist that's pretty nice. That being said, though, today is sort of a sad day and a day of remembrance. 6 years ago, Guru, gifted Universal Rhymes Unlimited, one half of the legendary Gangstar, one of the leaders of the Gangstar Foundation, one of Boston's brightest and best MCs. He passed on, so we're going to kick things off with Above the Clouds, and we'll be back on Live Free or Die Radio.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there, and new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to plaster, with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious feature. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave science.
scientist, mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah, rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply her with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic, like Moses spoke in golden scribe. Survivor of the oldest tribe, whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn. But our hands are on the ammo, cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn. We come rumbling through the function. Precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could've conquered it.
Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
All right, we're coming back earlier than I thought. Taz is here.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Priscilla's here.
What's up?
I just had a horrifying thought.
What?
What do you guys know about Gangstar?
What? I don't know anything about Gangstar.
Oh, my God. So this is turned into an Uncle Sam educational program.
Teach for it.
Teach. Gangstar, Boston, Massachusetts. Guru is the MC. DJ Premier out of Houston, Texas is the DJ. They met in New York City in the 90s and went on to define the hip hop sound for the rest of that period.
Dope. Lit.
Oh my God. If you guys want to learn more, there is a Guru episode, a Gangstar episode on LFODradio.com. So you've never heard that song I just played before?
No. That was new for me too.
Oh my God, youngins!
I mean, you're just teaching.
I am. So, do you know who DJ Premier is at least?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
Okay. Well, she's ahead. She's sort of ahead. You turn up. You're a turn up. You know, like Metro Boomin and stuff.
True.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so here's the deal. Then we're gonna listen to some Gangstar. If people want the whole story, they can go listen to the episode, because I did not bring my history book, but the basic story. The dope thing about these guys is they had a sound that was very unique at the time. They didn't chase a trend. They didn't do well on their first two albums. They stuck with it. They were in the game for, I think, at least 4 or 5 years before they got any traction. And it's kind of a testament to just owning your style. Guru has one of the most unique voices in hip hop. He has that monotone delivery, very monotonous, but also very unique. And wow, okay. So
let's hear it.
Here's what we're gonna do. So that was Above the Clouds, one of my favorite ones. I'm gonna just tell you some songs. I'm gonna go based off name. You're gonna pick a random one. Taz, you're first.
Okay. Are you going to do the list? Okay.
I'm going to give you... All right. So, Mass Appeal, Ex-Girl to the Next Girl, Work, Mostly the Voice, Right Where You Stand.
I guess I'm going to go with Work.
You know? Work. All right. This is Gangstar. This is Work. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Work.
Oh my God, it's not that song.
I know, just kidding.
Oh my God.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do? What is it you want to do when you grow up?
Hey yo, I'm gonna be a tit-out. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying.
waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate. Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference, cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Jake, shake me down, haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap, all they heard was a sound. Yo, I scoped it out, I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no app, she just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me, yo, we can do this shit right here in front of your people. See, time is money, kid, and BS walks. And to me, it's funny, kid, when you meet heads talk. I see feds talk, they wanna dig up the dirt, son. Is it me they hawk? Cause I be putting in work,
gonna be on tit up. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been lame, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stonewalled, blackballed, I own all. The veteran, running my plan, I'm the better man. Crazy raw, doing my job like the mob. Blazing y'all and disappearing in the fog or a mist. And chicks can't resist what I kick. They be begging for attention on some more of the deals, Nick. Word up, baby, someone may have to get hurt up, baby. This shit is mad shady, but I got to get the gravy. Platinum respect like the force of a tech. Keep you hitting the deck, feeling heat in your chest. Banging your thoughts with the hot onslaught. A kid got shot on the spot for going where he should not. Viciously, I make history instantly. Those other lames and losers against how they can't up with me. I'm doing my thing now to lamp later on. Paid the shit with some fly gators on. But now I'm grimy as they get, mud on my pants and shirt. I bet you niggas out here know I be putting in work.
I'm gonna be on tit up, that's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
For the qualified pro in this business of rap. For the qualified pro in this business of rap. For the qualified pro in this business of rap.
Are you working? I'm working.
Boy, what is it you wanna do when you grow up?
Boston?
And we are back. Thoughts, ladies?
That the song was dope.
Yeah, I had a like a don't come at me if I am wrong, but I definitely had like a Biggie feel. Is that
That's not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not wrong,
okay. That's okay.
Confidence test. Just own your statements. You got, since we started, you're already doing it, so
barely.
I like it though. It's getting there.
It's funny.
What's funny?
No, because I've been having like this whole talk with myself and other people about like finding like my voice or my creative voice, and it's like the hardest thing ever, honestly.
Right.
So
a lot of people never find
there,
it.
Like,
right. I ain't gonna shut up.
Well, no, you'll know when.
Hopefully, you'll know when to shut up.
Yeah, I was gonna say you'll know. It's just that nobody can take that away once you like have it.
Yeah,
because it's yours, and you're not gonna be scared to like express yourself.
Oh my God. Waiting.
It's close.
It's a process.
It's coming for sure.
I'm still working on it too. Mm.
So, yeah, definite 90s feel. DJ Premier has that beat on lock. You've heard that beat from him before, or that style. Mm-hmm. Did you hear any lyrics that stood out to you? No?
Although I know that there were pretty dope lyrics.
You're the lyrical one. All right, we're going to give you one to listen to.
All right, I'm definitely look out for the lyrics.
It's your turn to decide.
Okay.
I'm just picking. So people know we could pick a lot of songs, but I had to clean a bunch for radio. And these are the ones that I got clean when we did the LFOD Radio Guru Gangstar Edition last year. So you can hear that full thing and a little bit more about them there. But your options now are Skills, Who Got Guns, The Illest Brother, or Half and Half featuring M.O.P.
I'm going to go with Skills because people call me Skilla, and Skills sounds fairly close to Skilla.
People call you Skilla?
Yes. That's not, I love we're not that. Going with that
Skilla.
Nickname. Are we going with that?
Skilla.
I'd be with it.
Skilla and Young Tasmania.
Why is he?
I was thinking you could also do Tashus Clay.
Who?
Tashus Clay.
Never heard of Tashus Clay.
How is that related to me, though?
Taz, Tashus Clay. Do you know Cassius Clay?
I'm just doing. Where does he even like go?
Do you know
my
who
name?
Cassius Clay is?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Skilla, let her know.
Hello, wait. Cassius Clay is...
She's Googling it.
I am.
Muhammad Ali.
That's why I was like, I know that name. I know it's Muhammad a fighter. Muhammad Ali. It just won't come out my name.
Yeah, we got Young Tasmania, a.k.a. Tashus Clay. We got Skilla Farilla and the rest of the LFOG crew.
Pretty cool.
This is Skills. This is Gangstar. After this, we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Skills, top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital. Skills, nah, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing mission, we got those. Skills, hits, the music that the street loves. Each thug is now repping this with deep love. Skills, gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. It's the true of living with a youthful vengeance. And I'm a judge, Mathis, shit, I give you a crucial sentence. You need at least 12 jewels to practice. You're too enthusiastic, male groupie, it's heavy. Still trying to convince us some more, pretending you're raw. That's what you need a minister for. Again, it's the law. Got you up against the wall. We the gulliest. Oh, shit, then it's us against y'all. Mic skills, tight drills, like I'm Michael Jill. Like when he write for the film, it's how I stifle the ill. Slide off, kid, and let a grown man finesse it. We bold and impressive, that old eye manifest. It's some new product from a known team. They can know me, and you can bet they know Preem. So here we go for your stereo, and you can tell that it's real when you hear me go.
Skills,
top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing, wish we got those.
Skills,
it's the music that the street loves. East Thug is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. You little suckers know better. I go head up. If your man left a joint in the whip, then tell him go get it. We hold it down like a holy crown. Fools acting like they know me, throw me phony pounds. Oh, that I'm sitting back like an aristocrat. Shell shock, chief assassin with a whole list of cats. Thought you was on the case, but you missed the fact. If you're talking this and that, I'ma make it simple, Jack. I doubled up and tripled that. Soldiers, where your pistols at? Life wrong move, lose the gift of that. Why they calling us the most consistent, most significant, some most slickish? Fulfill your need and catch a joyful rush. Enjoy your Dutch, haters annoyed with us. Oh boy, it's us, you know the face from the club. Blazing the dub, with my niggas raising it up for these
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing, wish we got those.
Skills,
it's the music that the street loves. Each thug is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Some forget to pull text, catch others for checks. All for respect, all for the bread. For the chance of success, they might hand him his head. Remain humble, cause I know enough. Plus the road is tough, especially when you roll with us. But I'ma stay with my peeps, stay in these streets. Rhyme spraying and I'm playing for keeps, cause I got those
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing, wish we got those
skills.
It's the music that the street loves. Each thug is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again.
Skills.
Explain this to you.
Yo, I don't even want to fight with you, man. I lay you right where you stand. You can catch a few shells, one go right through your polo, man. Usually I'm dolo and I got a crazy team. Call Kiss to ride on you, watch for the laser beam. This shit's that OG flavor. Remind you of a corner bodega and that oldie behavior. On point, but I ain't trying to scuffle with chunks. Long joints, got the culture power plus the double pump. Troublesome to anyone who stands in the way. I stand on a spray, I'll fuck if your man's in the way. Your girl want me cause I do it better than you. The whole world wants me, I'm a legend to you. Like LL
LL, Rakim, Ice-T and them. Like Cube, Snoop and Dre, I'ma be seeing the figures. It don't matter, you don't have to be liking me, man. Keep playing, you'll be laying there, right where you stand.
Gun on my waist, knife in my hand. I keep telling you cowards, I'ma leave you there, right where you stand. I don't wanna talk and I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over quick, leave you right where you stand. Some say I'm trifling, sometimes I rightfully am. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma leave you right where you stand. You just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. D-Block, gangstar, leave you right where you stand. They wanna know why I invest all my money in the haze and in the dope. Cause right now I'm currently a slave for Interscope. Respect first, then money, basic issue. If you got it, it's under pressure, you can take the issue. Listen, I'ma leave you right where you stand. Have the ambulance pass your Timberlands off right to your man. Cause he's so, he ain't gonna do nothing but look. When it come to beef, he don't wanna do nothing but cook. As soon as the chrome scope him, right there, two in the dome smoking. Kiss keep funeral homes open. I fall back, smoke an ounce in the dark. Bounce on a Preem track like I bounce on a knock. Keep playing, y'all was again burn. And you know they say it takes something to happen for the end to learn. Let the 40 cal give him a perm. This industry is like bacteria and my flow is a germ. Just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. J to the bar and I leave you right where you stand.
Gangsters, cosmetic.
Keep playing, you'll be laying there, right where you stand.
My people from the hood stay on the grind.
Deep block, gangstar, leave you right where you stand. What?
Your gangsters, cosmetic.
I see you got the fear of God in you. We'll tear your heart in two. Too bad you didn't know what you got into. Yeah, the most righteous. To Malcolm got a close likeness. My name carry weight, decapitate most vipers. Hot rhyme spitter, dime hitter, case beater. Flow is angry like I'm in your face with heaters. Chasing beavers? Nah, I never have to do that. P.I. till I die and I just laugh at you cats. You happy perhaps cause you got dough in it. But no love in the street, only for moes and snitches. Only from the meat lapping, suckers won't see it happen. Cross that line, then it's time for the heat clapping. I do my thing like a whole planet depends on me. I got game to make, Janet wanna spend on me. Some say I'm trifling and sometimes I rightfully am. Get your man, I lay him right where he stand.
Gun on my waist, knife in my hand. I keep telling you cowards, I'ma leave you there right where you stand. I don't wanna talk and I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over quick, leave you right where you stand. Some say I'm trifling, sometimes I rightfully am. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma leave you right where you stand. You just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. D-Block, gangstar, leave you right where you stand. What?
I had to play that one just to make sure they knew who Gangstar was, who Jadakiss was.
Of course,
Taz said, "Is this Jada?" And we're good. Jada, moi, huh?
Oh,
that's what he did in that song.
Oh,
it was one of the first times he was doing that. What did you?
I thought you were like blowing him. Okay, so, okay.
No, no. Yeah, looking back, that's probably not the best segue to do that. I'll let him say that. Primo is one of the dudes who basically invented that scratch chorus that you heard like all throughout 90s hip hop and like early 2000s, with like just taking a bar at a time and just scratching it and building the hook out of other people's stuff. So
very fly.
Dope.
Yeah, you guys are less than... That's your homework, guys. You have to listen to the Gangstar episode, especially if you're going to do hip-hop in Boston, because he's... I mean, Edo is the last dude out of Boston to have a number one, and Gangstar is arguably one of the more influential groups in the 90s. So those are the two dudes... You know who Edo G is, right?
Mm, I've heard of him.
Okay.
Same. Okay.
No, that's fine. That's fine. yeah, anyway. So... We got Ben Shore and Ill by Instinct calling in shortly. This should be interesting. They're using a couple different phones. They're not together. They're calling on two phone lines. We're going to try to splice them up and talk to them. They're from Rap Night Portland, which is a dope thing that goes on every Wednesday in Portland at the Asylum. Breakdancers, MCs, crowds, etc. They do open mic ciphers before and after. And basically, these dudes are dope live freestylers. That's how I met Ben. And, you know, people come up and perform in between. He's got an album coming out. There's also a Rap Night Manchester on Sundays. Very similar. No breakdancing, though. And they just had a Mobb Deep show the other night at that. So they
Mobb
get
Deep.
Yeah, right?
Boston?
Yeah. You guys have heard of Mobb Deep?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask that now every time I bring up anybody. so Mobb Deep was just up there. And they have another thing coming up soon they want to talk about. I'll let them tell you, though, because they know better than me. What's up? So what's going on in your guys' lives? Because this is kind of a free-for-all, play some music, you know, entertain the people.
True that. I mean, ain't nothing really over here, you know? Living life, living the dream, barely.
DJ Questlove is in Boston tonight. So if you got tickets, good luck, because it's, I mean, not good luck, but have fun, because it's sold out.
He's at House of Blues, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Quest. So. We're not on his, I'm not in his phone yet. We're working on a couple big guests, though, coming up. Maybe in 2 weeks we might have a dope one, and then another one the week after. So the emails are going back and forth. I'm not going to say anything on air.
Just putting positive vibes.
But yeah. Well, it's funny, like, there's going to be some stuff happening. So definitely tune into that. Quest will have my number by this time next year for sure.
Yes.
There we go. It. How's that for
I
being out
it.
On the air?
Would it?
Speak that. So
I went to go see Barbershop 3.
There you
this
go.
Weekend.
Talk about it.
It was really good.
Was it?
How was Nikki?
Nikki was really good, but so like I don't want to mess up the movie for anyone.
Is the plot that
Eve and Nicki Minaj like don't like each other, which I found like I was like, of course. But
there can only be one. There can only be
like,
one.
Like they had to put the two female MCs against each other. But I mean, it's whatever. It's really, really good. They touch on really important topics and very relevant topics that's going on, especially here, you know, in our society, in our community. So it's important. It was good.
You know, a salon in Boston won that big nationwide contest.
What salon?
I'm looking it up right now.
Is it a barbershop or is it a?
Oh no, it's a
here in Boston, right?
Yeah. Where's the
I didn't know they announced the winner yet.
Yeah, Simply Aaron's in Cambridge. So Barbershop did a film contest and they beat out everyone in the nation.
Wow.
So that's dope. They got their whole place remodeled.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
I think this dude's calling right now. We're about to find out. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ben Shore.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
We have Taz and we have Priscilla here as well. You can call her Skilla, though.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show.
Rock and roll. Awesome. Have you heard of Gangstar?
Wait, who's that? No, I'm just playing.
Nah,
man, I've been loving the music.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. So is Ill by Instinct calling in, or are we doing you? Or?
Yeah, he should be calling in any minute.
All right, well, how's your day going?
It's good, man. Good, just getting things ready.
Yeah, you got an album coming out pretty soon, right?
Yeah, April 27th.
Nice.
Where can people hear that?
I'm doing a release party on the 27th at the Asylum here in Portland. And the 28th, it's going to be out on Bandcamp.
Oh, really?
Just
BenShore.Bandcamp?
BenShore.Bandcamp.com. And I'll have a ton of physical copies, so wherever I'm at, they'll be there with me.
And you travel. You're a lot of places.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows coming up here. I'll actually be at Rap Night Manchester on the 1st of May. That'll be like my New Hampshire release. And actually, another show we got coming up is pretty dope is May 14th at the Shaskeen in Manchester. I'll be opening up for Smith & Wesson. Mm-hmm. And Tragedy Gaddafi will be there. Psycho Les from the Beat Nuts is doing a DJ set.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
These girls have no idea who any of those people are. I'm with you, though. The Shining is a classic record, one of my favorites.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Smith & Wesson Tragedy. I didn't even know he was still doing that, doing tours.
Yeah, man. It's like
that's
legendary shit. Stuff.
Yeah, we're on FM right now. Good call. Good catch.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, one more time and we're kicking you off. Nah, you're good,
all right,
bro.
Fair enough.
That's dope. So you got all these shows coming up. Where can people find that? Just social media or where do you want people to go?
So everyone knows it's SHORR is how you spell my last name. BenShore.com. You can find all my social media stuff. benshore.bandcamp.com. You can get the album and anything else I have coming out. Social media throughout that, I'm pretty much, it's just ben_shore every single one of them.
I love it, man. Keep it easy. Hey, I just thought of this. Have you done a punchline yet? It's like, y'all been guessing, but I've been sure.
My homie did one like that on the album on one of the guest tracks.
I knew it.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, all the freestyling, because we do two shows, you know.
Tell the people, though. They don't know. Tell them.
Because we do Rap Night. Jesse, Yo by Instinct, who'll be calling in, and El Chupacabra, they started Rap Night. Took up the mantle of Rap Night quite a long time ago. And basically, Manchester every Sunday at the Shaskeen, in Portland at the Asylum every Wednesday. And we do a couple open mic ciphers. So I've been doing a lot of freestyles for a long time, more than once a week. And so I've definitely dropped like just about every possible way to say my name in a rhyme.
That's true. That is definitely true. For people that don't know,
I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people will. Seth on Gray Street likes to do that.
Yeah, Seth. It's funny because it's you see it for these guys. So you go up in the first like 30 minutes of every show is just a stage full of MCs taking turns freestyling. Actually freestyling. I've seen people get attacked for doing writtens. Not attacked, but like verbally, like. So it's you. These guys get pretty good at it. It's kind of wild because you see people who are up there, and you've been doing it for a while. You kind of came up through the Rap Night circuit. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, we joke around about being like a dojo. Like it's like a MC training camp every week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really true. I mean, the more time you spend on stage, the more comfortable you're on stage.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, freestyling with your boys is one thing, but when you're actually in front of a crowd and you're like, oh, okay, like, yeah. I got to make this hot on the spot. So,
yeah.
It's like church. You kind of live for the amens and the oohs and the oh.
Right. It is like church for some, for sure.
Yeah.
I think Ben probably feels that way.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of got like a family too, but. Because we've got the break dancers, they come every week on Wednesdays here, and you know, it's just everyone's trying to uplift everyone. But also, yeah, you know, sometimes somebody will do a written or the same written that we've heard, and I mean, you can't not jump on that. It's just like kind of we're on stage, we're trying to like kick our freestyle game up.
Right, right. They do that down in Providence at Sunday Night Mics. I haven't been down there for a bit, but they do it down there, and those dudes. Same thing. Y'all should try to make it down there and check that out.
Who is that runs that down there?
Lingo. And okay, Grind Mode. Right. Yeah. So those dudes, there's one dude down there that's just diesel. It's unbelievable. But
he sounds nice.
Yeah.
You been?
No. Oh. Diesel just sounds like he's about to
kill. I know you're saying.
No, that's not even his name. He's just Diesel. Like, he's Diesel on the mic. I think his name is...
I thought you were saying his name was Diesel.
I think T-Rads,
dangerous.
I think, is his name. But yeah, I'm all about connecting the dots, so definitely... So, are you doing the gauntlet?
Yeah. See, all right. I was thinking about... Because I've got a show on the first at Rap Night, but I was thinking about trying to jump to the 30th, which is the Granite State Gauntlet, the battle that Ill by Instinct and Shoop and DJ Myth put together. And I was trying to get on that bill because Acrobatic's performing, MDOT's performing, Fran P's performing.
Dope.
I was like, man, Acrobatic was one of my favorite when I was a kid, you know, teenager, whatever. And,
right.
So I was like trying to get on the bill for that, and they're like, "Ben, you know, you got to show the next night."
Stop battle. Being greedy, dude.
Just battle.
If
and
you
so
could,
I was like, "All right, yeah, I'll just battle. I'll just battle." And I know a bunch of people that are planning on going. It's $500 cash prize. So whoever is the illest that night walks away with $500.
Say that again.
$500 cash.
$500, April 30th, Manchester, New Hampshire, the Shaskeen. What are the rules? Do you just come, show up, get on stage, and then go at it, or how does that work?
Yeah, you just, I mean, for the show, I mean, you get to see MDOT Acrobatic in a bunch of battles and Frant P. The show's, I think it's $8 cover, if I'm remembering correctly. You pay the cover, and then once you're in, I mean, if you want to battle, you just sign up. If we have, it would be like a 16 MC bracket, and if there's more than that, we'll do a qualifier, we'll do a qualifier. And then, yeah, it's just like single elimination tournament, crowd. I'm not 100% if he's doing crowd or judges or some mix of that, but yeah, it'll be, you know, one round after another. And whoever is the dopest, you know, ideally, in an ideal situation, whoever's the dopest will move on. And at the end, you just have two MCs. Go at it. Whoever wins that gets $500.
That's sick. And it's cool because you don't know who you're up against before you get there. So you really got to think of it on the fly. Yeah, I'm amped for this, actually. Right out of the hat. Because you guys do the Ruckus Cup, too, in Portland. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's going to be very similar because Jesse Hillbine, I think he's been doing the Ruckus Cup for like, I want to say 8 years. And he wanted to bring that to Manchester. And so, yeah, it's going to be, from my understanding, it's going to be a very similar format.
Right, and people travel all the way from like Connecticut up to Portland for that. So I can only imagine the reach we're going to get on this one. So,
yeah, and you know, plus Acrobatic, I mean, to me, Acrobatic's a legend. You know, I was listening to him back in 2000.
You couldn't go to a show at the Middle East without seeing an Acrobatic performance.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited for that show. See, battling's funny because you never really know who's going to win.
Right.
I might lose in the first round. This year at the Ruckus Cup, I went against Seth on Gray Street in the first round. People have been hyping me up, saying, yeah, you know, my money's on you. I go against Seth on Gray Street in the first round. He beats me. He goes on to win the whole thing.
Hey, you know, at least you lost that chance.
Who decides who wins at these? I've never been, so I don't know what these.
So after each round, at the Ruckus Cup anyways, after each round, Obi Instinct, he's got his referee shirt on. At the end of each round, he'll ask for like a crowd noise. Like,
okay.
Make noise for this MC if you want him to move on. Make noise for this one, and whoever gets the most noise moves on.
Okay.
Are you sure Seth didn't just bring the most people?
I really don't think that's possible. He just like killed it. He really just killed it.
Nah, I'm joking. He's good up there. I've seen him up there a few times.
He's from New Hampshire. I'm from Portland. I'm like, geez, man.
Yeah. Hey, us Granite Staters, we travel well. What can I say? We travel well. Well, dude, I don't know where Jesse's at, but we got to kind of wind it down a little bit. I want to make sure people know everything about your project. It's called Live and Direct, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It comes out April 27th.
Yep.
There's a release show at Rap Night Portland and Asylum.
Yes.
And then it's on Bandcamp the next day.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a bunch of people went into this project. Like, you know, I can't even think. You know, everyone just did so well. DJ Myth did all the cuts for it. Mike B, who's a main guy. But, I mean, the production, Mike B, B-Tooth, Fresh Kills, my homie Zeke Price, they all made beats for the project. Ill By Instinct, I-9, Shane Rise, a couple singers, my little sister. My little sister's a country singer in Nashville. She's like tearing it up. She's been on CMT. Like, she's like big. She sang a hook on it. The whole project just like very nice. And the release show, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm amped for it.
If you could describe,
you're getting a question here.
Yeah, you're getting a really good question that I just thought of. So, you could describe this album this album in like three words, what would you be? Like, if you were advertising it to somebody, but they only could hear three words. I don't know this person, but they can only hear three words. How would you describe this album?
I would tell them it's real hip-hop. I would say, you know, this is real hip-hop if you want to hear it. At least my take on it is how I understand real hip-hop, and you know, everything I have went into it. It was just, you know, I really tried to be diverse with my with my songs and with my, well, starting with my beat selection. So I take you deep some places. I take you to a party sometimes. You know, it's basically, it was a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun making it.
This is your debut, right?
Yeah, this is my first album.
All right, so it's only the beginning. Look at you, and you're on FM on the first album. All
right. I know, right? Well, you know, it helps to know people. I appreciate you letting me come on here.
Rock and roll, man. Hey, we're looking forward to hearing this. I'm going to try to make it to that. If not, I'm going to see you at the Gauntlet for sure. And we'll link soon. If you go down to Nashville, make sure you get some hot wings down there. Have you been down there?
I have not made it down there.
They do a dry rub. I went to this place, Pepper Fire. It's awesome. Nashville hot wings. I think you can only get them in Nashville. Like maybe some other cities have caught on, but Nashville hot wings. And don't let your ego get the best of you. With like the medium. All right, man. Yeah. We're going to play that one of the new ones from you, and then we'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right? I need that live and direct clean also. I need that.
Yeah, I will. I need to figure out how to use that program.
I hear you, man. All right. This is Ben Shore. We're tuning into Live Free or Die Radio. This song is called Until There's Nothing Left, featuring Ill by Instinct. Peace out, buddy. We'll catch you later.
All right. Thank you. Peace, man.
All right, man.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
I've been searching for answers, hoping this is part of the plan. This world keeps testing the heart of this man, checking to see if I'll fall, if I'll fail. Well, I tell you, guess what? I know a thing or two about pressure. So take a picture, it'll last longer. No matter how many times I've been pushed down, each time I've come back stronger. But there's no telling how many I've got left, so I'm playing it close to the chest, holding the cards in my hand, fighting for every inch like it's sudden death, and let the rest test the heart of this man. Sorry I wasn't involved when it all dissolved. Was it my fault that I stalled? Is that why it's disconnected when I called? Call me distant, but I'm distracted most of all. How can I be a role model living in squabble? I'm growing old, got to hold on to something that won't fall through. Cause when they think they got you right, what they want you, surprise them so they can't stop you. They try their best to knock you off the path that you're drawn to. Well, you can mock me if you want to, but it don't alarm me. I feel alive with each heartbeat, and my goal's in arm's reach. Talk is cheap, all other options are obsolete. I stay locked in and starving to eat. Carving my niche out on this here beat, till it's mid-speed, I'll blitzkrieg you pipsqueak. Until there's nothing left, playing it out like sudden death. As long as there's enough air for another breath, I'ma breathe it. You better believe it, lost with many souls still grieving. I'm not leaving until there's nothing left. I'ma keep playing it close to the chest. Long as there's enough air for another breath, I'ma breathe it. Go on, test my heart, I'm not leaving. Playing it out like sudden death until there's nothing left. I stand among the universe, one man, but I feel large as a barge. I'm not talking about godlike, I'm talking about connecting with the air, the stars, the color of the night sky. Dark blue, but still shining. Glistening, my skills rhyming, but also listening. So many friends gone, but I'm still missing them. So they live on in songs, and because of that, a fire still lives in them. It's the way I view the world. It can be cold and hurt, golden swirls decorate, but potent pure is the color of midnight to twilight. Some sin for the limelight. I'm kin to the shy type, the asking why type, the off center, hunting for answers, the type that rap and rhyme right, searching for an honest path. The best lessons are the hardest to grasp, the best questions are the hardest to until ask. Until there's nothing left, playing it out like sudden death. As long as there's enough air for another breath, I'ma breathe it. You better believe it, lost with many souls still grieving. I'm not leaving until there's nothing left. I'ma keep playing it close to the chest. Long as there's enough air for another breath, I'ma breathe it. Go on, test my heart, I'm not leaving. Playing it out like sudden death until there's nothing left. Breathe in.
You are here. All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
It's rap. Shit! Talking be the newest out. Music's stupid now, but you
the student who gets tutored now. Dudes assume I use the crown like a root canal. And Massachusetts proud, I'm the weapon of mass destruction. Bush was frontin' like he knew about. Who wanna fool around? I fool around to shoot you down. My tongue licks shots to the public, view the sound. Hip hop is now coming, run circles around you till I'm losing pounds like pickpockets in London. I stand out when I'm styling out. Outstanding, I stand up so they understand when I astound a crowd. Confident enough to go bar for bar and sound for sound. Just don't sweat the technique, you'll fuck around and drown. Each contest today, I'm coming hard for chains back to back like slaves on Amistad. You playing like kamikazes, you crash, see I'm back. Token is the change this game needs to have. So,
I've been working all day, I've been working all night. I ain't even leave the room once. Y'all would have thought I got scolded by now, but we only allow positivity around us. From the ground up, I'll be our own building. No limits, we define our ceilings. Love is inevitable and hate is unavoidable, but ask them hip-hop heads how they feeling.
We good. The flow so slick, those old foes who chose to throw blows slip, cause toast flow so cold, quotes froze. Most home flows, those flows go in. Oh sh! Yo, it's the bro that the homies were posting. I noticed the logo and most of his quarter was over my dome, but I don't give no ish. Lo and behold, if I'm holding your focus, I'm also controlling your soul. And at so any moment you don't give me focus, your soul will be all bent and broken in two. I rip out your soul, use it as a soul for my shoe, and keep you scrolling with boots. Now I ain't older than you, still you know I could be out rapping you without rapping. You just know it's good. A genius mentally need my victories. He could speak and reach the peak, infinity breathe and see it seep beneath his feet. Physically each enemy sneak, diss enemy sees misery bleak, dignity each speech he leaks, be the epitome. So
I've been working all day, I've been working all night. I ain't even leave the room once. Y'all would have thought I got scolded by now, but we only allow positivity around us. From the ground up, I'll be our home building. No limits, we define our ceilings. Love is inevitable and hate is unavoidable, but ask them hip hop heads how they feeling.
We good. Yeah. Token Gigi Contest 2014.
Like I said earlier, we're dropping the Token podcast tomorrow. That was Token. He is, if I'm not incorrect, 17 years old right now. I think he was 16 when he did that. Definitely nice. Listen to that. He was just on Sway. He just got back from a tour in Europe. So Token doing big things. Shout out to Glasshouse. That'll be dropping tomorrow. Little play on words. Dropping the Token podcast on 420.
Oh, you get it? Tomorrow is 420.
Yeah. Anyway.
How are you guys celebrating 420?
Working.
Yeah.
Same. Nothing.
We could all bake a cake or something.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's bake a cake together. We definitely need more field trips together.
Yes, I'm with it. It seems like you don't... I mean, well, I was going to say you don't extend the invite, but I feel like we're fairly new in your life, so...
You want more invites? You don't even text me back.
First of all, yes, I did.
No, I'm kidding. Skilla and I got dim sum the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I mean, I was invited, but I feel like you guys knew I had work, so...
Yeah, you were working, unfortunately.
I didn't know. We didn't know.
Oh, gosh.
We're getting together after this, right?
Where are you guys going?
Where do you want to go? Yeah, this is not good radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is all coming together. By the time, you know, we're still in the first... It's only the first time the three of us have been here the whole night, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're really just locking it down. Priscilla asked me a question on Saturday that has ruined my brain. I don't even want to answer it, but if you want to ask it again, we can get into it. No. Oh, yeah. That is a good question. Ask that one.
Okay. So we were having dim sum, right? And we were talking about our favorite hip hop artist and why there should be a top five or why there shouldn't be. So my question originally was, give me your top five, dead or alive. So the argument was that you can't mix. Basically, you can only have top fives in different categories. So you have a top five in the 90s, and now you just can't mix.
I hate that question. I was ranting about this on CTTC Radio on Sunday night. You cannot cross eras. Everyone builds on the styles before them. Lyrical versus like entertainment. There's just too many categories. I hate that question. It's divisive.
Right, and my reply was that depending on whatever season or whatever moment you're going to, that's when, like, it fluctuates or it changes.
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So, my top five today...
would be.
I don't answer this question as a rule, so no.
Oh,
great.
Did you just make that rule?
If we're talking, like, absolute lyrics, like, lyrical skill, I would say my top five is probably... Jay...
Okay, I get that.
You probably need M in there.
Definitely.
But again, on lyrics, because I don't listen to Eminem anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't look forward to him putting out new records. But he has to, if you see, that's why I don't like the top five right there.
But you're overthinking it. I think you're very much so overthinking it. You said your top five lyricists. M is a lyricist in your eyes, but you're not looking forward to his new record.
All right,
that's cool.
So I'm actually going to take M out. I'm going to put Royce in.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do then. Okay. Royce the 5'9", Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls, Cool G-Rap, and I got one more, right?
Yep.
Lil Wayne.
Okay, I'll give you that. Before I said you could judge after, people from what their top five is.
Mad too. People just said, yeah! And other people were like, what the hell, dude? Why did you do that?
Lil Wayne is definitely legendary. He's up there. He's brought a lot of people out, I think. All right, no, I should say.
You inspired another question, though, that has been raging amongst my group of friends.
Okay, remind me, because I do not remember.
So you didn't ask this, but I asked. So you asked me what my favorite line in hip-hop history is.
Okay.
And that was very difficult. I'm gonna get back to you on that. But then I started talking to my buddies and we were talking about top five hip hop songs.
Okay.
That is almost more impossible.
That's definitely hard. That's like asking which one's your favorite finger.
Exactly. Which is your favorite finger?
I'm just kidding.
The one that you can express the most with. The thumb is easily the best finger.
Sure.
Is it?
Your hand is useless without it.
Is it?
Try it. That's what separates us from the
right,
the savages.
I'm a savage, so
facts.
What was the question?
The top five rap songs.
Oh, sometimes I talk. I don't remember what.
What's your favorite rap song?
Right now, a rap song that I would play all the time is Big Crit, The Vent.
Okay, that's a great song.
Yep.
Krizzle.
Yeah.
So far, I have two out of my top five. Exactly. I got Speed by Lil Brother and What We Do by Freeway, and that's all I have right now.
Shout out to Lil Brother.
Lil Brother's the... Yeah. Oh, you're from down there, too.
Yeah. And the Art of Cool Fest is happening May 6th through 8th, and Act the Window will be in the building, so...
Where's that at? Tell us more.
Art of Cool is in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's a festival celebrating jazz.
Wow.
So they infuse jazz and hip-hop and art and all these other things, and they put it together in one festival, and it's called the Art of Cool Fest, and they challenge people to innovate their cool.
Wow.
That's such a North Carolina thing.
And the internet will be there. Anderson .Paak will be there. Ninth Wonder will be there. Rap City will be there.
When is this?
May 6th through 8th.
May 6th.
Yeah.
I would be there. I'm having a barbecue that day, though.
Yeah. Where? In North Carina?
No. Maybe I need to cancel.
I think you should. I think it
is. I think I might have to do that.
Yeah. It's only right.
Are you going to be at it?
I'm definitely going to be there.
So LFOD is going to be down
there. Yeah, LFOD and When I Say Spit, so...
Yeah.
We'll be in the spirit.
Beautiful. Hey, if any of them want to, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Taz, what's your favorite rap song?
No, you can't judge me because I feel like I'm fairly,
this
I'm
is
not
a
as
judgment,
knowledgeable as you
This is
guys
a judgment-free
are.
Zone. I don't sit around and think about rap all the time. Well, that's why this is hard for me.
Well, what song do you like run to whenever, like a favorite hip-hop song?
Okay, well, that I run to, I guess... Ignorance is Bliss, Kendrick.
Okay.
Nice. That's a nice one.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's kind of
that
been
song.
My life lately. But
that's off of Section 80, right?
Yeah. No, over. I think it was Overly.
Overly Dedicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Overly did.
K dot.
Yeah.
Boom with the K dot.
K dot.
On that note, we got to start winding down here. I was thinking about some of my favorite rap songs. I realized I had this joint clean. So we're going to bang this on the way out. This is the You Don't Know remix. Jay-Z, MOP, Just Blaze. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We will be back next week with Granite State, pioneers of New Hampshire hip-hop, and LFODRadio.com. Tomorrow we get the Token Podcast, SoundCloud.com/LFOD, at LFOD Radio on everything except for Twitter, where it's at Live Free OD Radio. Anything else, ladies?
Have a great week. Good vibes.
Be great. Stay moisturized.
Good vibes for everyone. All right. Live
Good
free
night.
Or die.
Good night.
We got to let this one breathe, Joss. Just let it breathe for a second. Yup, Hobie's home. The newest addition to the rock, M.O.P. The Blueprint 2 is on its way. I know y'all hear my footsteps out there. I'm coming. Let's go get them, Just.
Time to dump. Fire, dump, fire, dump, fire, dump, fire, dump, fire. The M.O.P. And the zip code is 1, 2, 3, 3. And motherfucker, we coming 100 miles and gunning. I'm still running with cash that raw from the era of XL, 80s and hatchback song.
Same game.
I'm a racing for this industry lockdown. We still tote hammers that go rock out. Run up if you wanna. Believe me, dog, these hammers with the owners. Up Gia, had you with blue hammers in the coma. And your family now I'm on. Look, 70 pounds gone. The little up, stood it up with a hospital gown on. Slippery shell tactics, chippity frail, this ass attractive.